Welcome back to the program. You know, sometimes when I travel, especially if it's for a, let's say a special occasion, and I stay at a really nice hotel, there's a temptation to permanently borrow something from the hotel room as a souvenir.
Like the flat screen TV, for instance.
No, no. I did, however, take the little magnetic sign that said do not disturb in several different languages. I took that, well, because, you know, it had special meaning for the trip that I was on.
How do you think I have all the wall art in my house of the birds and the Eiffel Tower and the sunsets or what have you?
That lovely carpeting.
Hotels I've stayed at over the years.
So it got me thinking. It's like, okay, well, what in the hotel can you take? And what can you get into real trouble? And so I thought I would talk to a wonderful individual who's written a book called Business Travel Success, How to Reduce Stress, Be More Productive, and Travel with Confidence. Not only is it a good book for that, but it has some interesting tips about what we can and can't take out of the hotel room. On the phone with us is Carol Margolis. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing very, very good. It's Wednesday. Some people are going to start doing some traveling here in the next few days. So, okay, we know, like I just said, you can take the do not disturb sign. Nobody's going to say anything about that. You can maybe take all of the, you know, the lotions and the soaps and the packets of coffee. Nobody's going to say anything about that. Right? Or am I still stealing? Is that right or wrong?
Well, you know, from the room, I take mine. You know, my guest bathroom at home, I've got a cute little basket of hotel shampoos and soaps in there. I'll admit it.
Absolutely.
But, you know, when you're walking to your room, sometimes you see the maid's cart.
Right.
It's real tempting to stick your hands in there and, like,
no.
Grab a bunch of soap.
No.
That's not cool.
That's stealing. That's stealing.
That's stealing. Take what's in your room. That's fine.
Okay.
But do not disturb. Funny, I've got a couple of those at home, too. There's really some cute ones that hotels are doing now.
Okay. So the soaps and the little lotions and the conditioners, that's cool. The coffee packet, you know, you got that horrible little tiny coffee maker in the corner that nobody who actually drinks coffee ever truly uses. But you take the coffee packets anyway because, what, you got weird Uncle Ralph coming over sometime and he's like, well, we'll make him the bad coffee. You just take, but can, okay, now, and on the flip side, we know you can't take the flat panel TV that's bolted to that horrible credenza. You can't do that. Are there anything, what can you take other than the fun stuff, the little, you know, travel size stuff?
Oh, it's funny. You know, I mean, people do take these TVs. It's like, my gosh, the nerve. How do they walk out the front door with it?
Well, that's true.
But, you know, yeah, it's amazing, you know. But, you know, in addition to my guest bathroom soaps, I've got a nice collection of slippers. You know, hotels will leave maybe two pairs of slippers in the room, you know, your nicer hotels. I'm gonna wear a pair. They're not going to want them back. I've only worn them for a couple nights. They're good. Hey, they're my go-to slippers whenever I travel around the world. I've always got hotel slippers in my suitcase.
So these are the slippers that are made of some kind of a fabric, not those horrible paper slippers you're talking about, right?
Oh, gosh, no. Leave the paper slippers behind. So, same with the crappy coffee.
Okay. Well, yeah. I have to. So the slippers that are in the room, they don't reuse them? They don't run them through the laundry and drop them back in there?
No, they're kind of a cardboard base, so they're not going to last you real long anyway. Oh. So you really can't get them wet.
Oh, okay.
I had a hotel room that had a leak and they got wet. Oh, yeah, they were ruined. So they're still cheap, but they're better than the paper ones.
Okay. All right. So help yourself to the cheap cardboard slippers. Okay.
The slippers, you know, sometimes women will grab a towel to wrap up their curling iron on the last day when they're trying to pack and that thing is still hot.
Right.
You know, the hotel's not going to generally come after you for one small towel. You know, you take all of them in your luggage and they're hanging out, you know, as you're walking through the lobby. You know, they might say, hey, did you happen to see the towels that used to be in the room?
You know, you remind me of something. I went on I can't believe I'm confessing this on the air. I went on a mission trip to South America. Mission trip, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mission trip. And we stayed at a very nice hotel, and the bath mat in the hotel had the name of the hotel and the city. I took the bath mat as a souvenir. On a mission trip. I stole from the hotel on a mission trip.
Well, you know, it's funny. You're on a mission trip. You can actually steal the Bible.
Well, okay, now we all know that that's provided mostly by the Gideons, and they want you to take it.
they want you to take it. But to me, it's just something wrong about stealing the Bible.
Well, even though... I understand that. They don't have the Big Ten highlighted, you know, where it says, thou shalt not steal. That's not highlighted. They want you to take it because they want you to use it, absorb the word, and maybe even spread the word. So, okay, the Bible, that's cool. You know, I know some people would be like, no, no, you can't take the Bible. That's stealing.
I know, because it just feels a little funny because it wasn't yours when you walked in the room. But you're right. They do want you to take it and spread the word and use it. And, you know, and a lot of hotels, you know, don't even have them in the drawers anymore.
Well, that's true. That's a shame as well. Okay, so I can take the slippers. I can take maybe one towel if I really want to push it, maybe two, not the whole set. What is, in your travels, we talked about the television. I don't know how you sneak the thing out. You got to have a big bag or something. What are some of the most audacious things that you've come across that people have just blatantly stolen and just tried to get away with, and they're just not very smart about it?
I love this story. You know, they say what stays in Vegas or what happens in Vegas. Unfortunately, it's not going to stay in Vegas. We're going to tell your listeners. It was a hotel in Vegas, not on the Strip. It was like a two-story, I don't know what it was. But the manager told me, he said the weirdest thing we had stolen was out the back door, a couple walked out the mattress.
The mattress?
The mattress. But what they did... is they brought back in their old one. So they probably brought their old one in from home.
You know, that's pretty smart. Hey, you know, we need a new mattress. We can't exactly afford a new one, so we're going to trade these out. You know, let me ask you this, how many maids, housekeepers, would, in the middle of changing the linens and so forth, notice that the mattress was significantly different?
Yeah, I don't know how long it took for them to figure it out.
Wow.
But, how could people do that? Another manager said someone brought a dresser down on the hotel luggage cart, and they walked it right past the front desk and out the door.
The dresser?
The dresser from the room.
Why would you want that?
Why would you want the mattress?
Well, okay, yeah, I guess if you're going to use that logic, yeah, that is a real good idea, because it's not exactly new.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want the towels for that same reason.
That's disgusting. Yeah, now that I actually think about it. All right.
It's funny. If you know, you just walk into a hotel when you're checking in, and just for kicks, just ask the front desk person, what's the funniest thing you've ever had stolen here? And they will tell you.
Sure.
It's funny.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about your book, Business Travel Success. People are getting ready to travel. We got July 4th coming up, you know, next month. The summer is here. People are, and especially in our part of the world, we are finally free of the confines of horrible winter. We want to do some traveling. Give me a little bit of what is something very simple and easy we can do to get a really good deal and enjoy traveling and reduce our stress? Just, you know, kind of end on that note.
Okay, so to, you know, save some money this year, you know, there's a great airline website I use called HipMunk, you know, like chipmunk without the C. And they'll tell you, like, what days of the week it's cheaper to fly, and you can see in the future, you can see if I leave on a Wednesday, it's cheaper than going on Sunday. That's my go-to for looking for the best airfares. I love it. You know, to reduce the stress, there's a lot of families traveling together. They're checking their bags. Put some of your clothes in with your spouse's suitcase and vice versa. So if one bag does get misplaced, at least you have something to wear the next day.
That's a very good idea.
There's also a ton of kids who fly alone at this time of year to see mom or dad or grandparents in another city. I've got tons of tips on my website just on what do you need to know as a parent, because this is the scariest thing on the planet, to put your kid on a plane by themselves. I did it for many, many years.
What age do you think is the appropriate age to start? I know each kid is different in their maturity, but on average, you know, okay, we're going to send Billy down to see Grammy and Grampy. What age do you feel comfortable letting them fly by themselves?
You know, comfortable and what's permissible are two different things.
Oh, okay.
Comfortable, some people never feel comfortable, but, you know, maybe 10, 12, 14.
Okay.
But permissible, and sometimes you need to, especially, you know, with when mom or dad is in another city, you know, you can do it as young as like 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, no way. No way.
And that's when you start driving. That's when you get in the car and you drive them to the other parent or you fly with them.
Exactly.
My kids have been flying for a young age, but, you know, it was a different world when they were, you know, 20-some years ago.
Fantastic.
But Carol, I've got a ton of tips on just what you need to know because there's just a lot.
All right. And the book is called Business Travel Success, How to Reduce Stress, Be More Productive, and Travel with Confidence. Where can they find it, Carol?
You can find it right at businesstravelsuccess.com, and it's for all travelers, not just business travelers.
Fantastic. Carol, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day and talking to us. It's been a lot of fun. I've appreciated it.
Anytime. Let's do it again sometime.
Sounds good. Thank you, Carol.
Okay. Bye.
All right. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, the book, Business Travel Success, How to Reduce Stress, Be More Productive, and Travel with Confidence. You know what? Why shouldn't you do everything you can to reduce your stress when you're traveling? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.